I've honestly always hated things that seem perfect or give the illusion of having it all together and not having any problems, not having any stress, not having any issues to overcome. Like, I just see through that so quickly and know that it's like, okay, this person is not showing up fully. They're not being real. They're not being vulnerable. And I understand that there's a time and place for vulnerability. You can't be vulnerable with everyone in every situation all the time. But I just don't like it when people try to seem like their life is perfect, or their business is perfect, or their process is perfect, or their journey has been perfect. This just, this word of perfect, I've got an issue with it. And the reason is, nothing about life is ever set up to be that way. It's so subjective. And there are certain things in the micro sense, like in the smaller sense of day-to-day life, that yes, you could have something that just went so smoothly. It went exactly the way that you wanted to. And sure, in your mind, that could have gone perfectly. Or let's say you set a goal for yourself to, you know, I want to drink 40 ounces of water every day for the whole week, and you do that, and you were perfect, quote, perfect in hitting that goal because it was very attainable and it was very defined and it was simple. That's fine. That's not really what I'm talking about. Those things don't, that's really just showing up in the way that you intended to. That's just things going the way that you wanted them to. But in a grand sense, in a big sense of human beings, especially women, wanting to be perfect so that we can be loved, so that we can be accepted, so that we can feel valuable, so that we feel safe. This is a big lie that is sold to us mostly by self-help culture, by constant improvement culture, that there is this pinnacle of perfection and that this is achievable if you work really hard, or if you completely redefine what perfection means for you, and all these things. But what if we just threw out that word altogether? What if we just threw that out when it comes to the big things in our life? I want a perfect body. I want a perfect relationship. I want a perfect career. Instead of striving for those things, or even thinking that those things are attainable or possible, or even think that they exist, it's not that they're not attainable, it's that they don't exist. It doesn't exist. What if we started asking ourselves, what kind of career do I need? What kind of career is going to be good for me? What kind of body do I need? What kind of body is going to be good for me? What kind of relationship do I need? What kind of relationship is going to be good for me? Because sometimes what's going to be good for you is the thing that challenges you, the thing that's hard, the thing that's going to teach you lessons. That is what's good for you sometimes. But is that what we would define as perfect? Probably not. Definitely not in the short term. We definitely wouldn't think that is perfect in the short term sense. In the long term, when we look back and we go, yeah, that was the perfect timing when I got fired. Like, you can look back in the long run and say, yes, that was perfect. But in the moment, you're going to be like, this is terrible. My career is over. Everything is terrible. This sucks. I'm so this, I'm so that, shame, shame, shame. But that's because you're expecting this goal, this striving towards perfection. But I think that this is something that it's making you miserable. It's making you unsatisfied. It's making you unhappy. And I think that the truly confident people are able to look at situations that are complex and dynamic. We don't live in a black and white world, unfortunately. I'm sorry to tell you. Everything in this world is different shades of gray. Some good, some bad. Sometimes it's really bad, sometimes it's really good. This is the human experience, and I'm sorry that it's not just good and happy and great all the time. I'm sorry. I didn't create and construct the universe. That wasn't me. But yet here we are, and we have to find a way to manage, and we have to find a way to manage our expectations and to manage what we give our energy to and to manage how we approach things. And so what am I trying to say? I guess what I'm trying to say is, at the end of the day, confident people know how to look at dynamic situations and separate the good things from the bad things and say, okay, this is the path that I'm on. This is the hand that life has dealt me today. How do I manage this in a way that isn't catastrophizing? Is that a word? Making a catastrophe out of the situation. Like, the world is not crumbling. You will be fine. You are a capable adult. Don't catastrophize. I think that's a word. It sounds good. Don't catastrophize the situation. Also, don't romanticize the situation. Nothing is going to be perfect forever. Oop, I shouldn't have even said that word, should have I? I shouldn't have. Nothing is going to be like the way you want it forever. And in the long term, nothing is going to be perfect looking back on that. But what if we just threw away that word, took it out of our thinking, and even like, listen to me right now. I said perfect and I probably shouldn't have. I need to unlearn that word from how I think about things. Even when you use it in the context of nothing is perfect, it's like, yeah, well, no shit. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah, not helpful. That little like phrase, oh, nothing's perfect. Like, there's nuance to life. Life is dynamic. Relationships are dynamic. Careers are dynamic. There are going to be things and seasons and paths that you walk through that are hard and challenging and difficult. And that doesn't mean that they are not for your good. So if you are feeling like everyone around me is perfect and there's something wrong with me, please get off social media for a while. Like, I, the last week, deleted Instagram from my phone for a full week. Well, wait, maybe I didn't do it for a full week. I don't remember. Maybe it was. Who cares? The lesson I took from being off of that platform for a week, we'll say, was I am doing just fine. Like, I got to focus in on what was right in front of me, what is going on in my life, what I'm working on, these amazing projects that I have poured my heart and soul into over the last few years, my books, this platform, this podcast that you're listening to right now, if you can even call this that. Like, I'm just kind of redirecting into these voice notes because it just feels more authentic to me. I don't want to be a person that anyone looks to and says, wow, she has it all together. She just has this perfect setup. Everything is so perfect and polished and edited. Like, no, I never want to be that. And I felt like for the last couple years, maybe 2 years, I had to put out this polished, perfect, like the episodes had to be perfect. They had to have this nice intro. The music had to be nice. All the editing had to be like really when you listen to it, it had to sound like studio quality. And it just started to feel less and less authentic. It was less authentic, and I started to really not even like it. And so this is me saying to you, if you feel that way, you can make a couple changes, do a little bit of detox, get back to what you're focused on. And just remember that there are other people out here. There are other women out here who are just like, how do we navigate living in 2023? How do we navigate all these things? I don't want to, my life isn't perfect. I'm not perfect, but I have some things that I would want to help people with and encourage them with. And that's what I want to show. I don't want to show this perfectly curated, perfectly, see, I'm using that word again. I don't want to show this quote perfect Instagram feed or website or podcast episodes or any of that. I don't want that. I want to show and share things that have helped me so that they help you. Full stop. That's all I want. And that is what this break from Instagram urgency culture, notification culture has taught me.